Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let me bring this to you, Professor. What comes to mind?
Thank you again, my brother, for the opportunity. I've also seen that self-justification happens when people are justifying and condoning their interest. They do this to protect what they don't want to let go of. I'm reminded of a scripture that I'm going to read now in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 16, verse 13 to 15. You're going to find out that there are people there, the Pharisees, who are protecting their wealth, who are protecting their ambitions, who are protecting their greed. And they are finding a way of justifying why they do what they do. So reading from verse 13, it says, "No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, also heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts, for what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God." Yahushai is making a clear distinction of someone who is in God and someone who is not. And these Pharisees are trying to prove a point that they are in God by putting a justification on their actions and on their reasoning. And he starts by saying, you must know that if there are two kings that you are serving, if there are two masters that you are serving, you are not in God, because it is highly impossible to serve them equally. It's either you will love one and despise the other. It's either you will be more loyal to the other and disloyal to the other one. And he was bringing a point that if you will be the lovers of money, forget about loving God, because you won't pay attention to the desires and the needs of God. Because the Pharisees knew exactly that Jesus was tapping into their interests, he was speaking directly to them. They started bringing justifications. And he says here, yeah, "You are those who justify yourselves before men." So you go and bring reasons why you do what you do, why you have to have what you have. And unfortunately, our justifications are just superficial. He who sees the hearts is able to see exactly who we really are. We are the people who we really are in our hearts. We are the depiction of who we are in our hearts. So if our hearts are full of greed, our hearts are full of hate, our hearts are full of judgment, these are the people that we are. Even if we can portray a certain picture, a certain identity, that identity means nothing, because we are the people we are in our hearts. So the justifications that we are hiding using smiling faces, using some explanations, they don't mean anything to God. And the Bible even says in this passage, "For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God." It does not matter whether you have brought a justification or the reasons why it has to be done the way you are doing them. The fact that God does not want to see you doing what you are doing, you just have to stop it. Even if the society has accepted that thing as a norm, the fact that it is not in the word of God, it is not supposed to be done by you as a child of God, and you are bringing justification why you're doing it, God says it is an abomination in his sight. So when people are justifying themselves, they are putting themselves in a clean position, and they are protecting some of their interests. And they will try to get support from people. You'll find people trying to convince others about the beauty of some actions, the beauty of some lifestyles, whereas they know exactly that they are trying to get more support, more people understanding themselves, although they know whatever they are trying to convince others with is not in the will of God. So self-justification is an action that is done by people who refuse to repent, who refuse to live for God, who refuse to stop doing what they are doing. You will find people telling you why they are acting the way they are acting, why they are worshiping God the way they are worshiping, protecting their interests because they don't want to change. And there are so many who do that, and they are going to put reasons that our church does things in this way. Our spiritual fathers expect X, Y, Z, and by so doing, they are justifying their shortcomings. And the unfortunate thing, Brother Ray, is that when these justifications are taking place, the observers, those who don't have a clear and a full understanding of what the reality should be, are lost in the midst of justifications. Because people who bring justifications, sometimes they have a sweet tongue. They're able to convince. They're able to speak well. They're able to put their story in a manner that will be convincing to others. Look at the story here when Adam was speaking to God. He's even trying to convince God, saying, if you did not bring this person in my vicinity, I wouldn't be here today. It is this person whom you have brought. So these people have a way, have an art, have a way of bringing the conversation across such that the one who is listening gets convinced. And these are the people who are losing or who are taking more people away from the Lord by bringing justifications. So we must know that everyone who justifies his actions is not serving one God. We find people who are double-minded, who are standing this side and that side. They are double-minded and they are not doing what God expects them to do. I want to read the last scripture before I hand over. Judges 21 verse 25. It says here, in those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. So in other words, these people who are known as the nation of God, they have found reasons of doing what they are doing. And everyone has realized his own strength in his own eyes. Let me rather say that whatever they were doing was regarded as good, was regarded as acceptable, because there was no one who would put a rule who was going to bring order. So in other words, they found justifications of action, justifications of their actions. So when we no longer know what the will of God is, whatever we will do, we will find reasons why we do them. Hence, here we are seeing that there was a time when everybody was pleased for doing what he was doing, when everybody saw everything that they were doing as right, even if they heard that in the past God did not want them to do what they were doing. So the mere fact that there was nobody who would bring correction, there was no physical person who will bring correction, they found themselves justified. And I think the reasons for them to do that, they were saying, nobody reminded us, or it is because we have no king, it is because we have no judge over us, so we do what we do. So they had lots of justifications. I think in this case, the absence of a king to them brought justification of their actions. I think this is a similar thing that would happen even to us. So when we have neglected the message of God and the voice of God, or when the voice of God had eventually quietened in our lives simply because we had disobeyed it for so long, we even get to a point of justifying our actions, whereas God had initially spoken about these things and we ignored him and we continue doing what we do. So we are saying in summary of the segment, justifications are done by people who think and believe what they do is correct, who think and believe that they cannot change from what they are doing, who are also protecting their interests, protecting their decisions and the things that they have gotten acquainted to, whereas in some point, or most of the time actually, they are away from the will of the Father. You cannot self-justify yourself if you are still in God, because the word of God will tell you what you do. So in that case, you just obey. But we justify ourselves because we find ourselves wanting in those specific areas.
Right, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We are talking about self-justification. How far have we gone into the extremes of this, you know? And send us a WhatsApp or give us a shout. On the live line, the number is 012-334-1322. And then you can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Please don't send us a link. Don't send us a link to a document. We can't play that. Documents are too long. We want to hear your perspective. We want to hear the meaning that you attach to the issue of self-justification.
At TBN Africa,
you always have a home.
You better hear me clearly.
That's why we want to nurture you with our first-rate African and international Christ-centered programs
that are tailor-made for the whole family.
I want to talk to somebody.
Whether you're looking for God's Word,
music,
movies,
or even youth shows,
we've got you covered.
He doesn't promise stuff that he doesn't provide for.
Tune in to TBN Africa
on DSTV channel 343.
If you'll get an agreement, say yes, this is for me.
Tune in to love. It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And we are touching on the issue of self-justification. Self-justification also includes excuses. You know, it includes excuses. Check it out. Check it out. Moses. Remember Moses? Moses basically would be using excuses to justify why he should not be doing the job that the Father wants him to do. The Father sends him, says, go and tell my people, prepare my people that I will deliver them from Egypt. And they must prepare for the Exodus, to evacuate, to leave. Listen to Moses in Exodus chapter 4, verse 1. Then Moses answered and said, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, the Elohim has not appeared to you. All the time, Moses would be justifying the fact that he can't talk properly and that in his manner of speech at times, he is not as convincing as the Father thinks he will be when he sends him. Let me go back a bit. Exodus chapter 3, verses 11. Moses says to the Elohim, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Yasharal out of Egypt? Who am I? I mean, the Father knows who you are already, but he basically goes on to say, look, I don't qualify. He uses the merit negatively. He says, look at my merit. I don't qualify. I'm a fugitive. Remember, I ran away from there for murder. I'm a fugitive. I can't go back there. Send someone else. What comes to mind, Maahi?
Hey, Shalom, Maahi. When you're reading that passage, I've heard some of the pastors taking it as a sign or a symbol of humility.
Oh, okay.
Now today it becomes something else completely.
Yes.
For it truly, you are speaking to the one who has made and formed you.
Mm.
So he knows your capabilities and the abilities and your shortfalls.
Yeah, humility would have been, Father, do not send me, for I know my weakness is that when power comes, I won't be pointing at the rock, I'll be hitting it. Humility means I can be easily angered by the people and get off the way. But Yahore, I can't talk. I mean, here it is, Mayaki.
Hey.
Yeah.
So now we when we look at it, that he forgets for ubua lemang.
Yes.
That he's speaking to the Creator, the one who has formed. And now that is that justification that he wants to bring. He wants to come to reason and to put a case why he should not be sent. And now he is chosen by Elohim, knowing who he is. And when he was created, he was created for that particular purpose.
Mm.
So, if I may put it that way. Another one that I want to look at as well, actually, in the story of Moses as well. He ascends to Mount Sinai when the time he is to receive the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for 40 days and 40 nights, he's gone up there, and the crowd, the people there, the thought starts to come, right? He's not returning, maybe he's dead.
Mm.
And what comes to their mind as well, now they come to they build a golden calf. And now, it's like when he comes, it's habamufa that excuse ya hore. No, mare wile sibaka. You took long, so we felt for no. The justification comes for no. You took long, so because you took long, therefore we saw it fit hore raise this idol, this golden calf. And that is now also the people sinning before the Father in heaven, saying also to the golden calf, this is the one who's delivered us from Mitzrayim, Egypt.
Anyway.
Meanwhile, it's something that they made with their rings. One other scripture that I kindly want to look on is the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 15. Now, when we read in the story of 1 Samuel chapter 16, Yare, Samuel said to Saul, Abba Yahuwah sent me to anoint you king over his people, over Yasharal. Now, therefore, heed his voice and the words of Yahuwah. And Saul says, Yahuwah Tzabaoth, I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Yasharal, how he ambushed him on the way up from Egypt. Go and attack the Amalekites and utterly destroy all they have. Do not spare them, but kill both men, women, infants, nursing child, ox, sheep, camels, and donkeys. That was the instruction. Everything, whether these ones were fed or whatever, you destroy. The same chapter, verse 20, Saul now, he went to do the mission, but the question is, did he do it as he was instructed? Nah. Because Hutile, go and destroy completely. That was the instruction, right? Now, number 20, So Akebaloko number 20 for the sake of time. Number 19, Yarek. Why then did you not obey the voice of Abba Yahuwah? Why did you swap down the spoils and do evil in the sight of Abba Yahuwah? And Saul said to Samuel, listen to it, justification. But I have obeyed the voice of Yahuwah Elohim and gone and do the mission which Yahuwah sent me to do. And I brought back Agag, king of the Amalekites. But the people took plunder and sheep and oxen, the best of the things, which should have been utterly destroyed. Then they want to come and sacrifice. So instruction was clear from the beginning. Now he wants to justify his actions. He didn't kill Agag. And also, Hutile destroyed even the oxen, everything, the livestock. But he chose to bring those Arnotse. They are fed. They are the ones that are suitable to make Abayahua a sacrifice. So now already the instruction was clear. It shows this self-justification. It's a sign of disobedience. It is a disobedience because now we are doing what we become contrary to the word. What the word instructs us, we go opposite. And then that is where we come and bring that excuse. No, I had a reason to do it because. So this is now the situation erling moyone today as the world. Even in our churches, the things that we do, whereby and then even nahore, I'm only human.
So Abba
must help us.
It is sad. We see these kinds of things. Send us a WhatsApp. Talk to us. Let's hear what you say. 082-657-2729. You can also drop us a voice note. And talk to us there on WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly, 012-334-1322. What are some of the notions of self-justifications that we have used to solicit from the Father a pardon or to qualify our actions? What are some of the excuses we've used to qualify our actions? And do we find ourselves as the church these days, or as believers, let me use that rather, that we act in particular ways, and then we solicit a pardon from the Father, or an understanding from the Father, because we have excuses, which to our eyes seems so befitting. Let's see what you say.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
All right, 012-334-1322. You can talk to us. Let's hear what you say on the matter. Much of the times, we even use excuses, Professor, to actually justify our own justifications come because of the excuses we employ at times. And it looks like we even impose upon the Father to understand our terms.
Thank you again, Brother Ray. Self-justification is also an indication of people who are self-righteous. I want us to read Job 32, verse 1 to 3. I think we remember the tough times that this man went through. And there came a time where at some point he was blaming everybody and he was the only one correct. And I think this is one of the passages where we see Job seeing himself as righteous over everyone else. Starting from verse 1, it reads like this. So these three men ceased answering Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then the wrath of Eliu, the son of Barakel, the Buzite, of the family of Ram, was aroused against Job. His wrath was aroused because he justified himself rather than God. Also against his three friends, his wrath was aroused because they had found no answer and yet had condemned Job. Self-justification has its symbolism or has its symptoms from people who see themselves as righteous. So if you don't see any fault in yourself, in your action, in what you think, in what you've done, you get to a point of justifying reasons of or for your actions. And we see him here even getting to a point of justifying himself against God and against his friends. And I believe that at this point, if we have followed the story of Job, they were trying to bring across to him comfort. They were trying to bring understanding of the challenges that he was going through. But Job didn't want to listen at anything. And what he responded by was to give a feeling and the picture that he was righteous in his own eyes. So when people are seeing themselves as self-righteous, as people who cannot do anything wrong, as people who cannot fall into temptation, these people self-justify all their actions. Mm. And you find them saying, I cannot be in this temptation or in this situation if God did not tempt me. So in other words, they cannot take any responsibility. They cannot pinpoint things back to themselves. And the book of James chapter 1 verse 13 says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. So when people are falling into temptations, they start to twist the doctrine, they start to twist the verses and say, if God did not want me to do this thing, he would have stopped me from doing it. So I find myself in this situation because God somehow tempted me, or God allowed me to be in this situation. And these people do not want to take responsibility of what God has done in their lives. When you are a believer, it is believed that you have everything within you. You have every power to fight sin. You have every strength to say no. You can say, I am the child of God. I cannot be found doing this, this, and that. And in that case, you would be able to fight many temptations. And when you have some weaknesses, you will be able to speak those weaknesses out to God, that you may access help from the Father, rather than to say you have fallen into this temptation because you've been tempted by God, and you justify your weaknesses by God, and you even speak evil about God, which is what we saw from the passage that we read in the book of Job. And here in the book of James, James is saying, let nobody say he is tempted by God. This is the speech that gets spoken by people who don't want to see anything that they've done wrong. I think even in our churches, in our homes, in our circles, we do have people like that who do not accept any wrong, who do not accept any weakness, who do not accept that we are in this situation because there's something that you didn't do right, but rather justify the actions. And at the end of the day, they do not change. Any person who justifies his action can never have a chance of changing or repenting, because there is nothing wrong that he is doing. And unfortunately, up until their hearts get changed, up until their hearts get transformed, they'll continue to justify their actions. And the Bible says in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So if they have not convinced themselves in their hearts, and they continue to say, I am right, nobody can change them. And that wickedness will never leave the heart of that person. That lifestyle will never leave the heart of that person, because his heart is justifying every action. His heart continues to deceive him. His heart continues to speak against the will of God, but rather do things that are desired by that heart. So in other words, when we self-justify ourselves, we are making ourselves greater than God. We are making ourselves greater than the word of God. We think of ourselves as people who can take control over the word of God. And I'm thinking, what was in the heart of David one day when he had found himself wanting, finding himself in sin? And I think it would be very good if we can be like David, who said, Lord, cleanse me, and I know I have shortcomings. That's an example of a man who does not justify his actions. And some of us, we will continue to say we're right, even to the point of death. In Psalm 51, verse 10, we find David speaking the words that show that, Lord, I surrender. I cannot justify what I've done. I cannot continue to say I am correct, but I pray that you clean me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. That's the kind of a heart that is willing to change. That's a kind of a heart that does not justify wrong actions, but the deceitfulness of the heart can at the same time lead people into a path that will take them to destruction. And we even forget that the Bible tells us that all men have sinned and they have run short of the glory of God. Instead, we continue to justify our actions. And when someone tells you there's something wrong that you've done, Brother Ray, we'd rather ask the question, what have I done? Why do you say I've done what you say I've done? What else was I going to do? Because this person provoked me. And we forget to say, have mercy on me, my Father. Have mercy on me. I realize that there's something I did not do right. And self-justification becomes again an indication of wickedness and pride that is still in our hearts. So pride does not want to humble itself, doesn't want to say, Lord, have mercy on me. So we need to check our hearts, because if we can be proud, we will justify ourselves, we will justify our actions. We don't want to take any corrections, and we won't want anybody to speak anything that will challenge the way we do things, the way we think, the way we have continually lived our lives, simply because there is this pride again, which makes us to justify the way of living, the way of talking, our conduct. And this is what we talk about in self-justification.
I hear you quite well, Professor. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We are touching base on this, the issue of self-justification. And these days, how many times have we gone on to actually do these things? And to actually make our own sins understandable. We justify our own sins and say, well, I had to do that because I was provoked. I had to do that because I was seduced. I had to do that because I was tempted. I had to do that because I got angry. I had to do that because I was hungry. I had to do that because I wanted money, so I stole. Hey!
Yes.
Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
Are you ready to TikTok all day with MTN? Stay ahead of the trend game. Buy a 1 gig TikTok bundle for 1 rand, valid for 1 day, from 30th of August to the 30th of September 2024. Dial *142# and select social, or get it on the MTN app. So, what are you waiting for? Get TikTok on tap and many more exciting bundles on MTN made for you. T's and C's apply.
All right, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, and drop us a voice note there also. Otherwise, give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Self-justification, what it is even all about these days. We've seen quite a lot with regards to this. Right.
Yeah.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 6 to 7. Then said I, Elohim, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Elohim said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command, you shall speak. We even have some forms of justifying our own suspense and our own abscondences from the duties that are given to us by the Father. I'm a youth, I can't do that. You can't send me there to talk. I'm a youth. Youths don't talk. So I won't talk. Justification. I won't talk to the elderly. Youth don't talk. And sometimes, and people would go and say, why did you steal the, hey, I'm hungry, man. You know, I just got tired of oppression. That's why I snapped and then took the cell phone from that woman and stabbed her. Even. Why did you do that? Hey, because I wanted some money. I'm poor. I wanted some money. Why did you do that? No, hey, my feelings, man. Yo, my feelings. We all have feelings, so I'm not an exception. Eban, Mayari, what comes to mind?
The things that you bring up, very interesting. You know, very interesting. I'm listening to the professor, and what comes to my mind, I'm imagining Judas. I had to sell him.
Mm.
I had to sell the Messiah for 30 shillings because otherwise he gave us a leswela. So negili pusa. Like negili pusa hore a leswela because then leba iradi. It's such kind of things that it's like, you know, In the errors or the mistakes that we do, the wrongs that we do.
Yeah.
You know, then now I'm revenging.
Yes, man.
Because he started it first.
Mm.
What happened to me being quiet? Ahamoto antoya, petaswalin naki kilo mulloya na. There's
so much that
we need to introspect.
Yeah.
Some of the family members, we're no longer speaking to them.
And we justify that.
And we justify that because we did so. It tells us or it teaches us, Hore, there's some form of surrendering that we have to do. As Professor also quoted the scripture that I quoted, Psalm 51, where David says, create from me a clean heart, because wash me, purify me. Because he dragged me in this thing, because I cannot learn it. Hey, Mara, that's a bad trap. Oh, monogoro, oh, she's a young guy. You could easily say that. But now, when the prophet is sent to him, why is what higher? Kale mohagore, hey, it's me who have done this wrong. He feels. He's sorry for what he's done. He doesn't say, but I cannot none of his case and got a jewel if I let not happen and then not a moon. And these things, it's the poison that is planted in most cases by the media space. There's a good part in media, but there's the bigger one, which is ugly in the media, whereby these things are seeds that are planted. And at times, how she will TV, you feel when this thing happens, when this thing happens. So you can see how easily we start to jump into this bandwagon. Unaware, innocently by watching the movie, Gante, slowly it's starting to influence one's thinking pattern and to tell or to program to say, this is how you ought to behave when in this kind of situation. Yeah. Why what? Mm. So, little now we would be wrong if this person remukrele outu it and to say, rebata homo disciplina. And little now, no, remesa because outu it. you know. Mm. It still doesn't make it right. He's wrong, so we will be Lorona when we take action against him.
Sure.
So there's clearly a scripture understanding that is needed in us, especially as Bazalwane.
Yeah.
Because re tsantse re tlhaloganye tsela ya Mashiach. We need to understand his humility. We need to understand obedience.
Yeah.
You know, and so that then when we have to take this cross and follow him, we know exactly what is required of us. Because sometimes it seems like we just jump ka excitement, but later on, hey, now we wanna, it's like, hey, you know, it's hard. So now we want to, you know, to push up a short left and all that.
Yeah.
So, Abba, may you continue to help us and strengthen us in this work. Because truly we need this knowledge. And actually, once again, thank you for such topics. They're so powerful. Len Nanje, I speak with people about them. And, you know, yeah, it's speaking to me as well. As I contribute as well, it speaks to me that it tells me, Lena, there are things that I need to look more and start to clean my closet.
Absolutely. We are all learning together. We are all learning together. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And then the WhatsApp, it's 082-657-2729. Maggie.
Tshwarelo ntate, tshwarelo. Ha fihla buka ya Jeremiah 9 verse 23, wa di bulela dintho tsena tsohle gore ho itswe ke Jehova ya le bohlale a se ke a ithorisa ka bohlale ba haye, ya matla se ke a ithorisa ka matleng a haye, le mofuma se ke a ithorisetsa bofumeng ba haye. Empa ya ithorisang a ke a ithorisetse ho nna. Hobane ya entseng bohlale le atsebang hobane ke nna Jehova ya entseng mohau go re tsohle tse re ithurisang ka tsona re tshwanetse ithurisetsa ho modimo e seng ho rona ha ona letho rona jwale ka re tsa tsohle tlotlisong ya lebitso la ka ntate re di jwalo ditaba ke kopa tshwarelo hona le mokileng ga ka gawa teng ke kopa tshwarelo ka lebitso la Jesu Kriste. Amen.
Amen mewaka a gona bothata ke lo itshameka le ela because I believe gore morena o sebeditsitse gore o re fe tshwaelo e o re a leboga thata ka lebitso le matla la Kriste Jesu. Amen.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tlotloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook pageng ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
All right, and we I'll take your calls. You can give a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Otherwise, of course, it's important to look into these issues. It's very, very much important, especially this one of self-justification. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Babongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray and Pastor Parikia, and also Professor Mbedzi and all the radio pulpit listeners. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The topic for today is self-justification. Self is I, and just is to be upright, righteous, and perfect. So God has the self. Umuntu ke ozenza olungileyo ongcwele ngcwele, umuntu ke othike yena uphelele. God loves the righteous. Righteous is a well of life. Righteous will be delivered. So it's not a sin to be righteous. What is a sin is to be overly righteous, to tell yourself that you are righteous, or you are perfect, or you are upright. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 15 to 18. But I will read verse 16. Be not overly righteous, and do not make yourself too wise. Why should you destroy yourself? Ngesizulu ithi, ungabi ngolungileyo ngokudluleleyo, ungazenzi ohlakaniphileyo kakhulu. Uzichithelani na? Solomon is encouraging readers to avoid living an excessively righteous or sinful life. The advice to live a life of moderation does not fit in any of his discussion, in any verse, nor in any other portion of the Bible. Akakhuthaza abantu ukuthi baphileke impilo endikindiki, abantu ke baphila impilo yokuba ke ngamalulwane noma ke unwabu. A second interpretation is the self-righteous. When Solomon says be overly righteous, he means do not be self-righteous. A third and preferred interpretation is the genuine righteousness view. The righteous in verse 16 is excessive, overly righteous. In verse 15, Solomon describes a situation where a genuinely righteous person receives what the wicked should get, and the wicked person receives what the righteous person should get. In verses 17 to 18, when one sees the wicked prospering, he may lose heart and tend to an excessive, sinful lifestyle. This should not be followed, because God may immediately judge the sinner. We can find that in verse 17. According to verse 18, the believer should avoid both extremes. Solomon argues that we should live righteously because God will bring every deed into judgment. This is when the Lord will certainly reward his people. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. We have got an example of a young man who approached Jesus in Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. It says, now behold, one came and said to him, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? 17. So he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. 18. He said to him, which ones? Jesus said, you shall not murder, You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not hear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. 20. The young man said to him, all these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack? Jesus said to him, if you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. Insizwa enothileyo yathi izwa ukuba izwa lelizwi yamuka ke idabukile ngokuba yayinengcebo ke enkulu. I thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly. All right, and a little bit from Professor Buyisondez, because we are closing. Mayaki, let me start with you so that, you know, it's just a closing, because we are left with about 5 minutes. Now, I'm looking at Matthew 25:24. Self-justification also means absconding to from the duties that the Father has given us. And then we say to the Father, these are just too tough for us. They would better be done by someone else. Matthew 25:24. Then he who had received the one talent came and said, Elohim, I knew you to be a proud man, reaping where you haven't sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid. I went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. There are people who do these kinds of things. There are people who have these kinds of excuses. They're supposed to go and serve the Father, but they stick to the principles of self-justification and saying, look, I give you what's yours. As long as my family is fine, I don't care about the community. It's not my problem. As long as my kids are going to school, the ones who can't go to school, it's not my problem. So many people loitering and gathering in places and in parks. Someone else will preach to them. I'm not an evangelist. We have those kinds of excuses. What say you finally, Mayachi? Take your 2 minutes.
Tuda, Mayachi.
Tuda.
We have the scripture that says, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Yes.
We have to understand what this kingdom is about. That according to the will of Abba, no one is supposed to go to destruction.
Mm.
The love, the reason why he sends HaMashiach is for us to be saved. So now, which means if you are a candle that has a flame, you won't lose your flame by lighting me as the other candle.
Yeah.
That becomes important. No, like, you know, as the scripture, this person wanting on this territory and not look beyond.
Mm.
Hence, he goes and he hides this talent and he says, nah, I was responsible only for this, so therefore, that's it. We may fall short. The reason why we are here, it may be also to help others so that they can know the rain. So in me sleeping, in me being ignorant, and those people happen not to know the truth, it is my fault.
Mm, mm.
Their blood is on me. The scriptures are Ezekiel chapter number 3. You go and you warn them.
Yeah.
You go and you tell them, you are a watchman. These things are revealed to me, and therefore, when they are revealed, go and speak to the people. So
yes.
Because if I don't, then their blood is in my hands.
Mm, mm,
so we have to know and to understand, Corey, time for excuses when we are given a gift or when we are given work to go in and do. And now they start to say, as we see his prophets, and look at the work that they were able to do. Mm. Meanwhile, when it started, they doubted themselves. So, Rezwe mo di self-justification, ya go batla go iphitlha go restoratsa mereko, and then only when we have to return and to bring the talents when the master comes, and each one is a one, we need or we have to multiply them. Hmm. We have to understand, we have to multiply them. And in multiplying, it means everybody out there, he is my neighbor. My neighbor is not only the one that I know that's close to me because of Nalena. We, even the one who's sitting kopele ga shopo e o rekang go yone grocery. And we see gore motho o o tlhoka this, he is your neighbor. So it means I have to share with them not just even food of the body, but even that of the spirit.
Yes.
So that is what is required of us.
Hmm. I hear you quite well, my Achi. Thank you so much. And Mam Maggie had sent something we haven't played. And I know she said, no, it's because it's ala khauhanyana. But let's give her the benefit of the doubt.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Mewak.
Muruti Rey.
Mewak.
Yulila pala pulpiti. Kimamitsi si shoho ka shoko. Ke mametse ditaba tse bolelwang. Taba ke ena mona Exodus 20, ke shebile verse 5 ya teng. Modimo wa rona ke modimo o boolelang. Ke tlo bala timana ena. O re o seke wa di kgomamela, o seke wa di sebeletsa ditshwantsho tsena kaofela. Gobane le hona go ke setshwantsho, gobane ke dintho tsa nakwana tse a reng re tlose matlho a rona go tsona. O re yena ke modimo o boulelang. Jwale ha fihla bukeng, ha fihla bukeng ya Jeremiah 20, Jeremiah.
I like that he says ke modimo ya boulelang. Professor, finally.
Thank you, Brother Ray. In closing, I would say we need to be very careful of how we speak and how we portray ourselves and in how we conduct ourselves in the midst of others. Let me quickly read Mark 12, 38 to 39, which says, then he said to them in his teaching, beware of the scribes who desire to go around in long robes, love greetings in the marketplaces, the best seats in the synagogues, and the best places at feast. So sometimes we would like to justify our righteousness by the way we look, by the way we dress, by the way we speak. And these are things that we must be aware of, Brother Ray. So God wants us to be justified by faith, and we must get our justification from him rather than from ourselves. Thank you very much. Blessings to you. Blessings to your family. Blessings to the family of Brother Baruch. And also blessings to our big family of Radio Pulpit. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Blessings to everyone. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Professor. Thank you so much. Blessings to you. Mayachi, blessings to you, Sam.
Mayachi, blessings to you, to your household, to the Radio Pulpit family, also to Professor Bui, Bui Sogezi and family. We say Barukata, Halala.
Tuda. Rabba.
Tuda.
Thank you so much. And next week we are going to be touching base on the issue, and this is just going to be quite interesting. The spirit of selfishness. We will be looking into that. Thank you so much, Mayachi.
Aman, ma.
Aman. Tuda. Coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue. We are featuring Men on Track. It's taking place right through up to the hour 9. Please, you can talk to me on my Facebook timeline about the topics that are being held here. And I trust you will be blessed. You will be able to meet the Bishop, Tim Kulu, and also of Konoinia Bible Church, by the way, and Bishop Bly, Pastor Skosana, Pastor Chava, you, amongst others, you will be able to touch the their views with regards to what is taking place. And tonight, discouragement is the issue. Tuda!
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.